Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. And I hope you both enjoyed Super Bowl 54. I know we did, and like I said, a great game and a great outcome. A lot of guys that were in that game were on our show, so it's always kind of reminiscent thinking about these guys when they were going through the draft process. But today's guest, Bailey Casey, punter out of Old Dominion, is going through that exact process of the guys that went before him. Bailey, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
Thank you for having me. Day's doing good. Got a session kicking in this morning. Get ready to go do a workout.
Excellent. Now, you know, we were speaking briefly before the show, and, you know, I love getting the punters on, but I'm going to hit you with the question I ask all punters, because one of the most legendary punters that played in the National Football League was the former Dolphin, Reggie Roby. And I read where Reggie would wake up every single day and touch his toes when he got out of bed. Do you do anything like that?
Yes, I can't say. Recently I've been able to say that. I get up and I do about a 10-minute stretch every morning, get the body moving in the morning, get it woken up, you know, helps you get loosened up.
Definitely. Well, there you go. Like you said, so you said that similarity with the Pro Bowl punter. So let's kind of take us back. I mean, how do you kind of start, you know, finding the niche to be a punter? We know, you know, that's a unique position, special teams. So kind of take us through, you know, I guess growing up, what sports did you play, and kind of how do you start, you know, being the punter on a team?
Growing up, man, I started playing with soccer. You know, that's how most of us usually start. And then I got into football later, elementary school, junior high, and I was just a kicker. I was always known as the kicker. I didn't do much punting. And then when I got towards high school, I was still kicking and kicking until I got to my junior year, or the end of my junior year, going to my senior year. I went out to one of these college camps, and I met a guy named Mike McCabe. I don't know if you're familiar with him or not. He's still my punting coach, and he just, you know, said, "You're going to be a punter." And so I worked with him that whole summer. I just got, you know, just worked at it and grinded at it. And, you know, I found that I was pretty good at it. So I just stuck with it, you know. So I'll start with soccer, though.
Yeah, that's a familiar background. And that's pretty cool, though, how Mike recognized it. You know, he was going to just kind of say, you know, you're going to be a punter. Did you recognize it at first, or did you think you were going to be a kicker?
No, I still thought I was going to be a kicker. When I was out there punting, when I first started, I was like, oh, man, this guy's crazy. I'm still going to be kicking football. And then, he was right. He knew what he was talking about. So.
Yeah, well, he definitely – he's a good one. And like I said, go ahead.
Yeah, it worked out for the best, man. I don't think I would have got the opportunity to play Division I if I didn't punt. So he knew what he was talking about. I appreciate him.
And then I was reading on your bio from Old Dominion. So, I mean, you're the number one ranked punter in the state of Florida. You're a 5-star recruit.
Uh-huh.
Who was looking at you, and what led you to Old Dominion?
I was late on the show. So I was the first school I was talking to was Jacksonville State. And then I got in contact with Texas State. And then Georgia came along, and then Vanderbilt. And Vanderbilt was pretty highly recruiting me, but they never offered. You know, as a special, it's hard to actually pull that offer. And then they kind of fell off. And then when it came around to signing day, about a couple weeks before, I was talking to Sam Houston State and Old Dominion. And Old Dominion pulled the trigger and offered me. So I went up there and I committed. So Old Dominion was the only one that actually fully offered me a scholarship. And then I had an in-state walk on to the University of Florida.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Bailey Casey, standout punter from Old Dominion, kind of sharing some insight to what got him to where we're at today as he makes his path towards his 2020 NFL Draft. If you miss any of these shows in their entirety, iTunes, Apple Music, Blog Talk Radio, collegeofpro.com, all opportunities to download and listen to these podcasts at your leisure. He also led Conference USA with 23 punts inside the 20. And if you go through the Old Dominion record books, basically you're going to see anything to do with punting, you're going to see Bailey Cate next to that, as he was the standout guy. And again, he's kind of referencing what brought him to this table. And I get a big shout out to Mike McKay, recognizing this young man's talent. Did you kind of go through the circuit, I guess, once you started with Mike? Did you go to, like, you know, like the Coles camp, the Ray Guy's camp, the Sailor, Chris Sailor? I mean, were you at all these camps, or you just stick with Mike, or were you kind of, like, you know, on the circuit, I guess?
I didn't hit the circuit like most of these guys do. Most of them go year-round. I hit it after my sophomore year. I went to one of those Coles camps, and I thought I was good going to it, and then I found out when I got there I wasn't as good as I thought. So I kind of stayed away from the camps until I got, you know, until I felt like I was, like, ready to go again. So I really just trained with Mike and a guy down there. Yeah. So I just went to work, you know, got good, and then I went back my senior year, and that's where I got ranked really good. Well, is after my senior season, I felt like I had no choice. So I went and just performed and beat out a lot of those guys. I think I was better than 17, but, you know, that's what they put me at.
Nice, man. Hey, man, that's what it's about. It's about competition. So you get to Old Dominion, and you really carve out a fantastic career. I mean, and obviously you're here, so, I mean, you know, everything went the right way for you. But kind of, like, take us into that film room. I mean, if scouts are starting to break you down as a punter, I mean, what are the qualities of the position that you bring where, you know, they're going to want to bring you aboard the 53-man roster?
I just compete. You know, every day I come to work, consistency, inside the 20, I don't have touchbacks. I'm location. I'm not going to bash on anyone, but I'm not going to punt the ball 55 yards with no hang time. I'm going to punt it 45, it's anywhere from 50 to 40 yards and have good hang time with no return. That's why I bring the table the best value is, you know, I'm going to allow the gunners to get down the field and cover so there's no return.
Nice. How about weather? You feel comfortable in all the weather?
Oh, yeah. Norfolk is windy. I didn't know what I was getting into when I went up there. First day. No, I actually remember that. First day I came out on the practice field, I get there, and I'm like, it's going like 25 mile per hour wind, and it's because we're right on the water in Norfolk. We got a beach that backs up to our campus, and I was like, what did I sign up for? And, you know, we just worked at it, and so all conditions, cold, windy, rain. You know, I kick in any weather. I prefer warm weather, though. I will say that.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, dome or something that nice. Man, that's a great story. I love how you kind of brought that up. Does anything on notice? Because we do this pass us off to the guys at the next level. I mean, is there anything that these guys, these scouts need to know about? I mean, maybe a team captain, or maybe you're a weight room warrior, a film junkie. I mean, you know, just the tenacity of it. I mean, what do these guys need to know that's a big bonus that they should know about?
Man, I love the weight room. You know, I'm not pounding weight, but flexibility, your yoga and Pilates, I hammer that out. And drill work, you know, that's where it all – I hammer out drill work. And so I think that's what puts me above a lot of the other guys is, you know, just my dedication to get better every day. So
awesome stuff. Once again, Bailey Cate here on the C2P talking a little Old Dominion football and NFL draft. You were also down in January at the Gridiron College Gridiron Showcase. Fantastic opportunity for any man, you know, in your position, you know, to meet some scouts, let them, obviously showcase what you bring. How was that event? And, you know, how many teams did you talk to, and what was the feedback you were getting from them?
It was a good experience down there. It was down in Dallas, Texas. They put on a great event out there. We talked to about, 10 scouts. There's more than that out there. There's CFL and the XFL, and I think there's 31 NFL teams. So it was a good event. I made a good impression. Turned some heads out there when we were out there competing in front of them. So, you know, it was a good event to get out there and actually get to first experience to, like, chat with scouts and, you know, perform in front of them.
Definitely. It's probably a little eye-opening at first, but after the first few meetings, you probably kind of get comfortable with it and know the routine of what they're going to bring to you. Bailey, for you, I mean, how do you kind of plan on attacking these next few months? I mean, do you already know when Pro Day is? And are you training anywhere as you kind of get, you know, ready for, I guess, you know, to showcase your best skills as you kind of move forward?
Yeah, actually, I'm out here in Dallas, Texas right now, and I'm training with 101 Kickin', Will Goggins, which is a branch off of Mike. So this weekend, I'm going out to Arizona to see Jamie Cole and compete in the combine out there. So I'm looking forward to that this weekend. I'll be here till March 1st, and then I'm driving. Yeah, then I'm driving back to Jacksonville to go home for a couple of days, and then I'm heading up to Pro Day, which is March 16th at ODU. And then after that, I'll be heading back down to Florida to train with a guy out of Florida. So I look forward to that. You know, it's going to be a fun, exciting couple months.
Oh, man, it is. It's a whirlwind. I mean, your head's got, you know, I'll try to keep in touch with you and keep everyone informed of how's everything going. But obviously, I mean, you just said, man, that's a lot of travel. Hopefully, safe travels for you as you make your path across the nation and do your things because it's a busy time. I mean, before we let you go, and again, we appreciate you stopping by. Again, I love getting the special teams guys on. We always like to have a little fun with you. We call it three and out, a few off-the-wall questions. I mean, ready to take a shot with some of those?
Oh, yeah, let's go.
All right. Now, Bobby Wilder, he was your former head coach. He's no longer at Old Dominion. But he was there while you were there. So did anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Wilder, and would they have done it in front of him?
No, they would not have done it in front of him, but it was our backup long snapper, Blake Ashley. The kid never talked really at all, and he would just, you know, when things were down, we would be like, yo, Blake, do the impersonation of Coach Wilder, and he'd walk in, because how's everyone doing? Yeah, Blake, he would not do it in front of him, though.
Hey, that's why we ask. How about this one? Take us inside that Old Dominion locker room again. Maybe you or a teammate, who had the most bizarre nickname and how'd they get it?
I don't know about a nickname, man. I'm trying to think. I don't know about a nickname, but there were some bizarre individuals in that locker room. Yeah, I don't have an answer to that one. That one's a three. Got me on that one.
Okay, fair enough. And this one, I think this is the question you gentlemen enjoy answering the most. It's usually the most thought-out response that we get from our guests. Female celebrities, Bailey. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to dinner?
Taylor Swift. I saw her on her Netflix special this morning. I would love to take her to dinner. I would take her to a Ruth Chris steakhouse. And then I don't know what else I would do, but I would love to take Taylor Swift out on a date for a night.
Nice. You know, we do a local show with our high school kids, and the one show the kids wanted to interview me, and I even asked the high school kids that question. So then they asked me, who would I take? And I said, right now, I said, I would also take Taylor Swift. So we're on the same parallel, the same way.
There we go.
They thought I would go with a couple different answers, but I said, yeah, right now, you know, I'm in a Taylor Swift frame of mind. Hey, Bailey, man, fantastic show, fantastic career at Old Dominion, and I said, your ability to kind of make sure that ball falls inside the 20, man, I mean, you had a hell of a knack for that, and I'm sure that's going to be something that these teams are picking up as you move forward. But safe travels. We always like to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and I appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me on. Y'all have a good one.
Awesome, man. Once again, Bailey Casey, standout from Old Dominion, standing up to join us here on the show. And again, if you miss any of these shows, iTunes, Apple Music, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to listen to this featured guest, Bailey Casey, as all as the other 2020 NFL draft prospects we bring you here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.